Blog Talk Radio.
Far East, the European theater, or any communist bloc countries that
tune in. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved. I am looking so forward to this celebration and to this night. You know, I really just want to spend time worshiping the Most High and praising His name, giving Him glory and honor. For truly He is worthy of all the glory and honor. It's probably already nighttime where you are at. It's just now beginning to turn nighttime here, I believe. But we got a little bit of daylight left, but we're going to go ahead and get started with our reading. We're going to proceed as we have done in the past. Sister Denise and Sister Mary, we will alternate between you two as far as responding for the people. And I guess tonight Sister Mary will go first, and then Sister Denise will follow after her. You should have your grape juice, you should have some unleavened bread, and you should have a meal. And, you know, we will spend the time to fellowship together on this evening. With that being said, we'll just go ahead and jump into this. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father, and didst to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house in the name of Yah my Elohim to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense for the continual showbread and for the burnt offering morning and evening on the Sabbath and on the new moon and on the solemn feast of Yah our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. 2 Chronicles, chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moon and on the solemn feast, three times in a year, even in the feast of unleavened bread and in the feast of weeks and in the feast of tabernacles. So we observe this when there are three stars in the sky, but we are actually starting it 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think the sun has gone down by then in your area. I could be wrong. Should be just setting at least. And so we will go ahead and proceed. The opening prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, we fervently call upon you. You are great, and you are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Mary, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yah.
Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration, in offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And Sister Denise, blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim,
King of the universe, who has kept us and sustained us, and who has ordered this to be the first month, well, we don't. We won't read that part. And enabled us to keep this appointment.
And enable us to keep this appointment.
With you.
With you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you. And may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her and Sister Mary. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
The reading of the Psalms. Psalms 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musicians upon Vidit, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength, joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. Did he ordain in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not, the blowing of the shofar. And I'm going to blow mine, and then we will have a professional blowing. But I'm going to blow mine. Never get my lips right the first time. Now, you know, my four-year-old, or now my going on five-year-old grandson, he is able to blow this thing. And I think by the time he's 11 or 12, he will be a professional at it. the day of your gladness, and in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall both blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah your Elohim. That's the book of Numbers. And let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, 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 Father. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. And we offer up this offering to you, O Yah Elohim, the sacrifice of our lips, the praise of our lips, and the worship of our hands, Father. We just give it to you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. And I think Sister Denise is up. Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. And then we'll get Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 1 through, looks like 22. So, Exodus. Chapter 19, verses 3, starting in verse 3. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yah has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yah. Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting in verse 1. At that time Yah said unto me, hew or cut thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and come up unto me into the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I, Yah, will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. And thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he, Yah, wrote on the table, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which Yah spake unto you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And Yah gave them unto me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount, and put the tables in the ark which I had made, and there they be, as Yah commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jachan to Moserah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his head. And thence they journeyed unto Gogota, and from Gogota to Jotbath, a land of rivers of water. At that time Yah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, to stand before Yah to minister unto him and to bless him in his name unto this day. Wherefore, Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yah is his inheritance, according as Yah thy Elohim promised him. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time 40 days and 40 nights. And Yah hearkened unto me at that time also, and Yah would not destroy thee. And Yah said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yah, thy Elohim, the earth also, which all that therein is. Only Yah had a delight in thy fathers, to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yah, your Elohim, is Elohim of Elohim, and Master of Masters, a great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He does to execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, loveth the stranger, and giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear Yah thy Elohim, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy Elohim, that has done for thee these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yah thy Elohim has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. And all the people, and all that Yah has said, we will do. And everyone repeat, all that Yah has said, we will do.
All that Yah has said, we will do.
The Shema, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad, Baruch Shema Kavod, Malkuto, Lamolah, Vahed, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. And the Shema.
Thank you.
Through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29, to whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ, or Mashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. The book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17 through 19. That the Elohim of our Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man. That Mashiach may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of HaMashiach, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night, thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohimhead dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah. And in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. And we've already read these verses, Colossians chapter 2, verses 3, 9 through 12, and chapter 1, verses 1 through 27. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. That's what was in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And so we will alternate this as well, and I believe Sister Mary is up, and then it'll be Sister Denise, Sister Mary, Sister Denise, till we finish. Amen?
Amen.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of counsel. Would you fill up your people this night with the spirit of might? And Sister Denise and Mary, we receive the spirit of what, might?
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
And would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah, Elohim? And Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
All right, let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Praise Him. Glorify His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you for your seven manifold spirit. We thank you for your blessing on this evening. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God, Elohim. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verse 17. And these verses show us how they did this in the past. They're going to do it. We're to do it now, and we will do it in the future. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon, and in the Sabbath, and all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, and the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offering, to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel 47, 46 and verse 1 through 6. Thus Yah Elohim, thus saith Yah Elohim, and this is about the third temple, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah, in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be a ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lamb as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. Isaiah 66, starting in verse 22-24, tells us of the future of this event. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And you shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. If I had a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
The sanctification of the month, for this month coming up. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in the peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all the nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth, as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let us all say, amen. Amen. And all of us, so you can both repeat after this or whoever is up, we express our gratitude to you. Creator of the universe, for the renewal of our lives and the hope we have in you for the coming month. Blessed are you who sanctifies your people Israel in the beginning of the month. All right, amen and amen. Well, let Sister Mary do this one then. All repeat, or is Sister Mary? Oh, Yah, our Elohim.
Oh, Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer.
To hear our prayer.
For forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
All our shortcomings.
For all our ignorant transgressions. For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
For Zion's sake.
For Zion's sake.
For your people.
For your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah, our rock.
And our Redeemer.
Hear our prayers.
Hear our
prayer. Amen and amen. Oh, Yah, Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month and year that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And let all the people say amen.
Amen.
And so this would be Sister Denise. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah,
King of the universe,
King of the universe,
who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
All right, amen. All right, so we will go and let me go and get my grape juice. And if you'll get yours, if there's anyone that needs to have it blessed beforehand or sanctified, the bottle, then we will do that as well. I'll be right back. All right, amen. Let me know if you guys are back and if you have yours.
Yes, I'm back.
All right, if you will take the bread, as much as you're going to consume on this evening. And take it and put it in your left hand. Cover it with your right. Decrate it. Father, yeah, we come before you in the spirit of humility and in humbleness. Father, asking you that you would accept this bread as a token for the body of Messiah, which was broken for us. in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 through 30. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yeshua's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Yeshua unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of Yeshua. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of this bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning Yeshua's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. He has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in the bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. That is Hebrews 10 and 11. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may take the bread and eat it now. And let us be the Most High. A hand clap of praise. A hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the body. Thank you for the sacrifice of your Elohim. Resurrect bread from the earth.
Resurrect bread from the earth.
All right, amen. The blessing of the wine. If you will take the grape juice. If you will take your cup of grape juice and put it in your left hand, place your right hand over it. Father, yeah, we come before you once again. Father, with a cup of grape juice. May you sanctify it as the blood of Messiah, which was shed for us, and that it is the beginning of the new covenant. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua, our Messiah, or the Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Yeshua said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. John 15, chapter 5. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. And after the same manner, also he took the cup And when he ends up saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And Sister Mary, if you will say, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctifying you.
In the renewal of our lives.
In the renewal of our lives.
This month.
This month.
Okay, you may drink the cup. Again, let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the sacrifice. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you for what Messiah did. Thank you, Messiah, for the shedding of your blood, for the faithfulness of going to the cross, and making a way where there's no way for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and on the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah Elohim of our salvation and our Shakur. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Let us give Yah the praise of our lips and the thanks, thank him for the work that he has done in Yeshua, our Savior. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We just give you glory, honor, and praise today. We worship you, O Yah Elohim, and we glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim. Hallelujah to you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 10,000 times, 10,000 times, 10,000. Hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right. And it is time for the meal. So if you have, if you need to go get it, I'll play a song, and after the song, we will eat. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So if you go get your meal right now, and I'm going to play this not on Blog Talk, but just in our room. right. Amen. We back yet?
Yes.
All right. Amen. What we having today?
I have a roasted turkey sandwich.
All right. Amen. And what about you, Sister Denise?
I have chicken wings.
Chicken wings? Amen. I have chicken strips. All right. Amen. So let us bow our heads. Father, Yah, we come before you, Father. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We ask that you will bless this meal in the nourishment of our bodies in Christ's name's sake. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
What's the name of that song
that I just played?
Yes.
It's called You Are Mighty by Nathaniel Bassey. My wife turned me on to him during the summertime, and I just fell in love with a lot of his songs, because they, you know, are all about praise, and, you know, and besides that, they are, he's from Africa. And a lot of the singers that he have on there are African. But I don't really care where you're from as long as you're praising the Most High.
Right.
And so, you know, I just found it to be anointed. It, you know, it sets my mind on the Most High. So I found myself, you know, I have him on my phone, listen to him in the bed, and all those kind of things. But, you know, it's just somebody that I found that I just really enjoy his music.
I like it too.
Amen. I'll send you a link. You can listen to it on YouTube or something.
Okay.
Because I pulled all these from YouTube. I like this one where he sings, I Remember. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find that one here, up here. I got it uploaded. Just a minute. Let me see where I uploaded it to. Here it is. Let me play it real quick. This one right here, one of my favorites of his, but there's many that he has that, you know, I like. And there's some that I feel like, you know, they're just so-so. But, you know, somebody else might like them better than I do. But these are the ones that, you know, I really like.
How far you brought me. He said, you have been faithful.
He's got quite a few of them on this album. I can't just select them off the album. The whole thing has to play.
Oh, okay.
Here's one.
Name open, open to you. Miracle signs and wonders, healing, breakthrough, revival. Ready, 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 ready for you.
That's down in Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a little bit of a trip. But it's sad that they won't reply to you.
Right.
And
I wanna know.
So, do you plan on going down there?
I do.
All right, amen.
Maybe in about another week.
All right, now, do you still have people down there?
I have a cousin.
Okay. And they couldn't go and check for you?
I think I just love to do it myself.
All right, amen. All right, amen. It is. You know, it's the same. Well, people, they just try to take stuff anyway.
Right.
Especially when it comes to stuff like that. Let's see. Somebody just replied to me on Hebrew Connect. What did they? I said somebody just replied to something that I said on Hebrew Connect. when they reply to. Oh, I explained to them, they were talking about the Moderna virus, that shot, the vaccine, and they had, the military was seeing like a, the military said they had saw a 2,181% increase in the number of cases reported after the people were vaccinated. And the people were saying, well, what does that number actually mean, 2,081%? And so I explained to them, you know, explained to them what that number would actually represent. If it was 100 people, then you would multiply that by 21.81, and that would be 2,081. So if there was 100 cases, then they would report it 2,181 more cases than they had previously. If there was 100 reported. If there was 1,000 reported, then that would be 21,810 cases more. So it's a big increase. So they were just thanking me for explaining, you know, what that actually means. And so that is a big increase in the numbers. A 2,000% increase means that it sort of went crazy. So people taking the shot. And then when I went to the market, I found out a lot of people had caught COVID, this new version. And, you know, talking about how it affected them. And I thought I had caught it too because I had lost my sense of smell and taste and that kind of stuff. But I just thank Yah that in that, like this one guy was saying, he broke out in a rash all over and was trying to sweat it out. But everybody's saying, hey, don't take the shot, whatever you do. And the doctors don't even ask anymore. Go to the doctor, they don't even ask if you want to take the shot. And he was, you know, the guy that runs the market said he caught it. He said they wouldn't even let him, you know, they wouldn't even admit him to the hospital. There were so many people that made him go home. So, but there's something that I wanted to talk to you guys about, especially since we're a little bit up in age. And one of the things that I learned is that the older we get, well, black people don't create vitamin D as much as white people do. So the darker our skin, the less vitamin D we actually, you know, make. And vitamin D is critical in your immune in your immune system. The studies that I was looking at on the people who caught COVID, what they found out in England was that all those people that they admitted to the intensive care unit, that had they given them vitamin D, and I'm going to talk about the different forms, but had they given them vitamin D in a certain form, then they would not have to admit them to the ICU. It stops that much stuff. So out of 100 patients, when they didn't give them vitamin D, they had to admit all 100 to the ICU. But when they gave them vitamin D in this certain form, then they only had to admit one to the ICU out of 100 people. The rest of them, you know, the vitamin D took care of most of what was going on with them. So I was looking into this and looking at us as black people. And one of the things, like I said, the older we get inside of our cells, like is your skin still greasy?
No.
It's dry?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason that your skin is dry is because you're not making this certain oil that used to be in your skin when you were younger.
Uh-huh.
that kept it, you know, moist. You know, we had to put on lotion, but our skin was more elastic and oily when we were younger. That oil that was in the skin, that's what the sun uses to change it into vitamin D. So they say you get vitamin D where? From the sun? And you don't really get it from milk. They try to fortify milk with it, but you don't really get it from milk. So if your skin is dry, if your skin is starting to dry out or is drier than it was when you were younger, then you're not creating vitamin D. Okay? And if you go to the doctor and if they check it, because a lot of times they don't check that, then you will find that you are vitamin D deficient. And being vitamin D deficient means that the body can't really create and turn on the immune system to fight infection. And that's what vitamin D does for the body. It turns on other proteins that turn into the immune cells that fight disease. So I put on a screen in the room. Can you guys see that on that, what I wrote in there next to that album, like C-A-L-C-I? Can you guys see that? Is it covered up?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get rid of this right here. Because what I want you to do is see if you can get this. Let me see this to delete it. Maybe I'm still on. All right, I'm going to just put up a new screen and put it in there. So you should see a blank screen now, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So let me see if I can spell this in here. Spelling, but it's, I believe this is the spelling right there. Can you see that? Still a blank screen?
Yeah.
All right, to explain this, if you go get vitamin D supplement from the doctor or from the store, it takes 21 days for it to process through your liver, and it turns it into a certain form coming out your liver, and then it goes into and then it goes to your kidney, and it processes and it turns it into this form right here that I have on the screen, and that goes directly into your cells within a couple of hours, okay? And they have it in this form right here, and you need it in case you do get sick. Because if you are low on vitamin D, your body won't be able to fight whatever it is that you're trying to fight. Does that make sense? Because we're not making it the older we get. We just, it don't matter how much sun you're getting, because that oil is no longer in our skin. The body can't turn it into vitamin D by the sun. And they don't test for this when you go to the doctor. I mean, you have to ask them to actually test for vitamin D levels. Mm-hmm. And I would be highly surprised if you have dry skin, like your legs are dry or your arms or hands are dry, that you're making vitamin D. And the darker complexion we are, the less vitamin D we were making anyway, because of the melanin in our skin stops us from making that much vitamin D. We actually have to spend more time in the sun than white people do to make vitamin D. But, you know, we don't burn and stuff from the sun like they do. So we could be out in it longer, you know, to get that exposure. But this particular form of it, like I got the pills now. When I went to the doctor the other day, I asked her about it because when I look now, the chickens and the cows and all those animals that we be eating, because of how they raise them all cooped up and stuff, they give them this form because it goes straight to their cells. You know, it helps to fight those diseases quicker. And I couldn't find it for human form. You could get it in Europe in this form. And then when I found it, and you're going to need the doctor to prescribe it for you because I don't think you can afford it. Because I think it was like $700 a bottle. But the doctor give it to you, depending upon where you go, then, you know, you have to pay the copayment. But the reason that you want this and you actually really need to have it on hand, and you need to make sure that somebody in your family, if you ever get sick from COVID, the doctors are not going to give you this, okay? But you need to have somebody in your family come in and give it to you. And it will boost your immune system to the level that your body can fight. So, let me see if I can find. I'll see if I can find this video of this guy that breaks this down. But they knew that anybody who had diabetes, who was of age, who had hypertension, had any of the normal old age diseases that most people get, everybody don't get them, but most people do, they knew that they were going to have problems and that they were going to die with COVID. And since we are the people that suffer most from those, who were most of the people dying? Us. Okay. And they knew that they had to give vitamin D, and they started giving people vitamin D, but guess what happened? Those people still died. You know why? Because they gave them the normal form of vitamin D, and how long does that take to work? 21 days. But this form right here, this bypasses the liver, so it's already in the form that the liver will put out, and the body will take 100% of this and go straight to it'll go through your kidneys and it'll go straight to the cells. So within a couple of hours, you would boost up your levels of vitamin D. Now, once vitamin D is used, it has to be replaced. So let's say that, and I'm going to make these numbers up. Let's say that you need a level of 10 of vitamin D, okay, to be efficient or sufficient in it, okay? You get sick and the body starts using vitamin D, and let's say you wear that down to 5. Then you got to replace the vitamin D. And if you don't have it, if you're not taking it, then if you start taking vitamin D, it's going to be 21 days later before you, what, get back up to a 10?
Right.
Okay. But if you are sick, in 21 days, you can be what? You can be dead. Yeah. So, but if they give you this form that I'm telling you, this calcifeditol, I'll get the correct spelling of that. That goes into your blood, and it will fortify your vitamin D and bring it up to levels within a couple of hours, not days. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's very, very important that you have this. Because if you ever do get COVID, then this is what you really need to fight it. Okay? So I want you to do that for me. Find out if you can get it. If you can get it, then get the doctor to prescribe it. And just like when I went to the doctor, she didn't normally prescribe it, or they will normally prescribe it for people who are having a hard time with their heart pumping blood, because it actually causes, what vitamin D will also cause, no, they should be able to give you this. I was thinking about something else. I was about to mix two things. So you want this. And you want it in this form. And that way, rather than taking days, it's only a couple of hours. And your body will be able to fight. I don't care if it's the flu, whether it's COVID, you know, stuff that they got going around now. Because I'll send you guys a study and you can listen to it. But this is something that they have known since at least the 90s. But they were saying that it doesn't work. And the reason that it didn't work is because they were giving people the normal vitamin D supplements. And it was taking too long. And by the time that it actually was going to do anything, the people were already dead. So they, you know, continued in the studies and found out, well, wait a minute. This is the form that it really needs to be in, and the body will take 100% of it in a couple of hours. And you can bring it up to levels. And then once the body uses it, though, you have to replace it because it's a one-for-one. Let's see if I can find that on YouTube. But I really want you sisters to do this. Because that is just important. And I didn't realize that we as people don't, you know, the older we get, we don't produce this anymore. I used to be out in the sun a lot. And I always have been in the sun. And even with the microgreens, I would sit out in the sun 3 or 4 hours. And I still came up deficient for vitamin D. So I asked the doctor, I said, how is that possible? Because I know I'm in the sun, and there's, you know, the sun here is bright. And he says, well, as a black person, your skin starts to dry out, and the body doesn't produce the oil that you need, that it actually, the sun will actually convert to vitamin D. So it doesn't matter how much sun you're getting, you will not produce vitamin D. And that's your test right there. If your skin is dry, like your legs are dry, or your feet, your hands, and you lotion them, but you inside that, you know, if it's not as elastic as it used to be, your skin, then you're not producing the oil that you used to produce when you were younger. And so no matter how much sun you're getting, you will not produce vitamin D. So let's see, vitamin D. See if I can find this. I was looking at it on TV in my room. If I can find it now, I'll play it for you guys. Well, here it is. Let me see if I can get this, because I know you can't.
Well, you are most welcome to this video.
You can't hear
it
from my computer, I know.
With us today, Dr. David Grimes.
But I'm gonna download it real quick.
Thank you, Tom. Very nice to meet you.
Because
I've been looking forward to this, because Dr. Grimes.
Just a second. Let me see if I can download this. Okay. Now, I think I have bad genetics. It seems like I get affected by everything. And Sister Mary, has your skin started to dry out like that? Is it the same when you were younger?
No, it's not the same when I was younger, but I'm not all that dry either.
Okay. Well, I don't know whenever or how often you go to the doctor, but both of you, the next time that you go, specifically ask them to check your vitamin D level. It's very important. That they check that, because you're not going to know unless they...
Well, you are most welcome to this video, and I'm delighted to have with us today Dr. David Grimes. Dr. Grimes, welcome.
Thank you, Tom. Very nice to meet you.
Now, I've been looking forward to this because Dr. Grimes has been a physician for a long, long time, a medical researcher, medical author, and he's been through the whole development of vitamin D and the understanding of vitamin D and the importance of vitamin D for health and for immunity. So we're going to get some really good insights if you want to stick around for this video. Some PowerPoint slides.
Hello, can you guys hear that?
To look at. So should we start off with the first slide?
You can.
And you can tell us what it's about.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Basically.
Let me pause this. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to turn up the volume. And hopefully you guys can see this and hear it. If you can't, then I'll download it, because I know if I upload it, you will be able to. If I upload it to the site, let me share my screen. And like I said, this is very important, and I really do want you to, because this is stuff that they don't tell us. And I don't, you know, like I said, I started research, but I'm doing, you know, was doing research for the microgreens and stuff, and different things, and how I ran across this. Let's see. Let me find the page that we're on. Oh, there it goes. Hold on a second. And let me put it in downloads here where I can find it. Either one of you sleepy?
I'm not.
What about you, Sister Mary? Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. If you get sleepy, just let me know. But as I save this, I want to go to download. But that's the next one. Okay, I don't need that.
Did you turn off the broadcast?
Yeah, I did. I didn't turn off the broadcast. I'm pausing because I was downloading it. So you're not going to hear it. So let me find the room again real quick. And you guys are still in the room, right? Oh, yeah, there goes the room.
Huh?
No, I was checking because I couldn't find the room. But I got too many windows open. So let me upload this or start the upload. I'll just put it here. Upload file. And go to download. And I think it's going to take it a minute to process this. Doing it right now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. And Okay. This comes up. And where's the Bible? The Bible's way down. Okay, if you go to screen sharing, it should be on a video. Let me know if you can see that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start playing it. Let me know if you can hear it.
Now, I've been looking forward to this because Dr. Grimes has been a physician for a long, long time.
You hear it?
A medical researcher, medical author.
Okay,
and,
so I'm going to pause it for a minute.
The whole development of vitamin D.
All right, so this is a doctor who has studied vitamin D. He specializes in vitamin D and how it affects the body. Mm-hmm. And they're from England. And so if you have a problem understanding them sometimes, like he'll say vitamin rather than vitamin, but it's, you know, just the way that they talk. I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit more, and let me know if you are, you know, I want it to be acceptable, because this is really important. They do a lot of explaining as to why.
And the understanding of vitamin D and the importance of vitamin D for health and for immunity. So we're going to get some really good insights if you want to stick around for this video. And we've got some PowerPoint slides here, David, haven't we, to look at. So should we start off with the first slide, and you can tell us what it's about. Well, basically, starting with this one. Oh, I want to go back. Okay, fine. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You can put me on as well if you
like. No, you are. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Basically, I've had an interest in vitamin D for a long time. I'm not what might be called a trained expert in vitamin D, but I've acquired a lot of knowledge and experience through my work as a physician, working mainly in East Lancashire and Blackburn. And what concerned me initially was that there were groups of people who were very susceptible to illness and a short life, and these were in particular the poor people in the northwest of England compared to the southeast, and also the South Asian ethnic immigrants into Blackburn, which were a large number. And I thought, well, why? What's the common feature? And that's what we must look at, common features. This is what's called Occam's razor. What do these people have in common? Ethnic people, poor people, the obese people, and people living in the inner cities and in the northwest of England in particular. And I came to the conclusion the only thing that we could explain would be the climate, sun exposure, and vitamin D. And I did quite a lot of work on that. Now, in 1968-69, I was the resident medical officer at the Manchester Royal Infirmary. And at Christmas time, we saw the onset of the pandemic of Hong Kong flu. And it was pandemonium in the hospital. There was no planning for it. It just happened. And we had to deal with it when it came along. We didn't have any intensive care units in those days. There was no public health initiative. There was no government involvement. But we got on with it, and we dealt with it. And after about 3 months, the pandemic went away, and that was the end of it. A little bit late in the year, but nothing very much. Now, when it came to the COVID-19 pandemic, which we were anticipating at the beginning of 2020, I thought, we now know a lot more than we did in 1969. We know now how to improve immunity. We know now about vitamin D and its importance in the results of immunity, and we should be able to do better than in 1968-69. In 68-69, there were about 50,000 deaths mobilize the knowledge of vitamin D. It didn't happen.
This is things that you've learned and other colleagues have learned over the last 40 years.
Absolutely.
That knowledge was sitting there.
Yeah, yeah. That knowledge might as well never have happened as far as the COVID-19 epidemic developed without the involvement of vitamin D. It was ignorance. Well, people simply in ignorance. I was an ordinary physician in an ordinary hospital in an ordinary town. Well, surely people in the academic centre should have known about this. See, it was predictable that the obese, the South Asian ethnic people, like African ethnic people, the poor, and the elderly, it was inevitable that they would succumb to COVID-19 in a big way, and they did. And it was ignored. It was presentable.
And you anticipated this.
Yep, I anticipated it. And so did others as well. And we did our best to try and bring the importance of vitamin D to the attention of public health and government. But they didn't want to know, quite frankly. Everything was rejected. And so we finished up within 2020. There were about 80,000 deaths from COVID-19 in 2020. Well, it was just more. We had with Hong Kong flu. That wasn't anticipated. We can look at these. If you look at the next slide.
Please.
Take a read. If you look at this, this shows, for example, the people, an example of vitamin D produced. It says here, without sunscreen and with sunscreen. And we can see without sunscreen, we have a lot of vitamin D produced after exposure to vitamin D. With sunscreen, vitamin D synthesis is basically blocked.
So it goes right up here when we've got the vitamin without sunscreen, the natural.
Okay, so do we understand this graph? People who wear sunscreen don't produce a lot of vitamin D, and people who don't wear sunscreen produce a lot of it?
Okay.
And so that was just the, you know, first start of it, that they're saying, you know, they know vitamin D comes with, what, exposure to the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the black graph says, hey, if you don't wear sunscreen, then you are producing this amount over, you know, and over this many days. But if you had on sunscreen, then you produce, less than 20%?
Yeah.
Right around there, 30. And then if you didn't wear sunscreen, then you produce up at 60% or micromoles. And he'll explain micromoles, but it's just a measurement. What's important is that 60 is good and 20 is what?
Not good.
Not good. Okay. So I'll go ahead and continue this.
Exposure to the sun.
Yeah. Now without sunscreen, you can say that is a white skin.
Mm-hmm.
But the body has produced its own sunscreen, melanin in the skin, and so dark skins have their natural sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So dark skins produce less vitamin D when given exposure to sunlight. And now we can come on, just to emphasize what happened, just move to the next slide.
Yeah. Well, what fascinates me here is that the whole...
So we caught that darker skinned people produce less vitamin D?
Yes.
Because of the melanin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Reason for us to turning white when we evolved coming out of Africa would be to make more vitamin D.
Yep.
Otherwise, we'll still have dark skin.
Absolutely. We'll just survive. Now, here we just...
That's
the next one. What happened, just to refresh memories.
Yeah.
The body creates surplus 7-dehydrocholesterol, 7-DHC. This is an oil, and it was first produced 1.5 billion years ago by plankton. And that's how they get vitamin D. They can't produce vitamin D. They're in the ocean, or they're covered with scales. Fish cannot produce vitamin D, but they can eat And when that happens, vitamin D is formed. I won't go into further details about that now. But what happens next? Next slide.
So this whole thing is in the skin.
That's produced in the skin.
The sun kind of cleaves this bit off and we get this activated.
We do.
A bit less.
Yeah. It changes shape.
Yeah.
Once that is broken, the shape changes and it becomes known as vitamin D.
Yeah.
Now, this is what happens in the young people. Now, young people, we get this big increase in vitamin D and exposure to the sun, ultraviolet light. Now, young people have nice, oily skin. But as we get older, our skin becomes dry.
I've noticed.
It does. Mm. Our skin becomes dry because the elderly skin does not produce DHT. One of the main features of aging is the change in the skin. And so elderly people, we can see here, they produce very, very little vitamin D.
Yeah, very little.
They make very little difference compared to young people. Elderly people are inevitably deficient in vitamin D unless they take a supplement or unless they eat oily fish twice a day. You can put elderly people in care homes out in the sun as long as you like, but they will not produce vitamin D. So the elderly people, therefore, like the people with melanin, with dark skin, are inevitably vitamin D deficient everywhere.
Now, I mean, I did notice this. I had a lot of time in the sun this summer, but the vitamin D levels didn't go up that much.
No.
Whereas 20 years ago, they would have gone up quite a bit more because it was a disease.
Yeah.
And not many people, I've only learned this from you.
Yeah.
I knew that old people produce less vitamin D,
but
I didn't realize how much less is produced. So that's a really valuable lesson for me.
This slide is taken from a BMJ, British Medical Journal paper, 1974.
Wow.
This is not new knowledge, 1974, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But it's not known. You can find it. I've got references. I've got a copy of the paper. PDF of the paper.
1974. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. The obese people. I mentioned we've got people with dark skins, people who are elderly, and the other group who are going to become with the obese. Now, this is from quite an old paper. I've reproduced the image here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at controls. The blue is before ultraviolet exposure.
Wow.
And we can see these two are obviously only 5 nanomoles per litre. That is very low indeed.
Yeah.
And the control group were given, these were non-obese, were given the ultraviolet exposure, and it went up in a big way.
Huge, isn't it?
Yeah. There's the benefits of ultraviolet light on vitamin D production. But if you look at the obese people, they produce only half the amount of vitamin D. Well, say they produced only the half, but the blood level went up only to the half extent of the non-obese. Because what seems to happen in the obese is the oil, vitamin D, becomes trapped in the fat cells of the body. Vitamin E goes into the fat cells and it stays there. And so it's not available for metabolic use and for the benefit of immunity. And that's, I'm afraid, why it is for the obese. So it's predicted.
Okay, so did we understand that part where if you are obese, then the vitamin D that's produced, if you're in the sun and you're young, it goes into the fat cells and it's not available for use in the body?
Yeah.
And they also, so they were making more, but only half of it made it into the body. Okay. And then the older we get, what, the less vitamin D we produce, period?
Yeah.
Okay.
The obese will become very sick with COVID-19.
So it's a fat-soluble vitamin, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they go into the fatty tissue, it'll just sit there. It's a bit like having your car in the garage. If it's parked in the garage, you can't be driving it around the street.
True enough. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. Absolutely.
But huge difference on that graph. So again, completely predictable that the elderly and the obese would have vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah, that's right. So this is one picture of the of healthcare workers who died of COVID-19. We can see quite clearly that the people with dark skin, Black African and South Asian immigrant ethnicity, were overrepresented.
Yeah.
And it was terrible to see it.
These are people that died.
These are people who died. So, not all of them. This is a sample, which I came across.
Yeah, and there are many, many more that aren't represented.
Absolutely. One thing to look at is this information journal. Now, I tend to read journals, magazines from the back when I'm sitting down, split through. And on the back page of the British Medical Journal, every week, are about six obituaries of doctors who've died.
Yeah.
And during 2020, these are the ones who died from COVID-19, who had obituaries in the BMJ.
This is paper you've taken from the BMJ. And I think it's interesting that there's a long history in this country of getting medical information from doctors.
Yes.
If you think about going back to the lung cancer and smoking.
Yep. Yeah.
With Richard Dolan and Bradford Hill, that was the British doctor study.
Yeah.
That actually was that data at first.
Absolutely. That was a very important study.
Yeah. As indeed is this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the situation here is that we can see the age range, the age of death, and of the white, ethnic white.
Okay. This slide that they're showing, this was the average age of the people by race. So the white people were dying at an average of about, 90 years old, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were black or of African descent or Middle East, then you were dying somewhere in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And more so in the 50s and 40s if you were black. This line over here. So we were dying at a much younger age than the whites. And they were living almost twice as long as we are. So that says a lot.
The doctors who died, the ages were between 83 and 107. Something like that, I think it was.
Yeah.
The average age of death, let me just... look, the average age of death was 87.9 years.
In white doctors.
In the white ethnic doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the black African and South Asian immigrant doctors.
Yeah.
The age range is entirely different. The age range is between 46 and 72.
Wow.
And the average age of death, 62, 25 years younger than the white doctors. This has been published in the British Medical Journal every week through 2020. I don't think I'm the only one who reads it from the back or looks at it or looks at the ages of death. But nevertheless, this is the information that's available. And it's terrible to see that. Why are people not taking notice of that thing? Why is it? Now, it was generally thought that we had three independent inquiries into why ethnic minority people died from COVID-19. And they all came up with the same conclusion, just because we were poor. Socioeconomic deprivation and racism. Well, hang on a minute.
Well, medical consultants aren't that rich, but they do get paid. Somewhat.
These people are all being paid about the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Except the white ones. The white-skinned people here were all retired, and the immigrant doctors, being younger, he's still working.
But these are people on relatively high salaries, living in middle class areas, having
absolutely
a reasonably good lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's
something biological about this, not sociological.
We always need to look for the biological causes first. This is what really annoys me about it. It's famous, you know, that you get people who behave abnormally. Yeah. Eliminate the medical possibilities for that and then think about the psychological.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go for the obvious biological possibility.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Move on. This looks at the blood levels of this syndrome. Now, this looks complicated, but the dark area is a series of vertical black lines, columns.
This is the histogram area.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And each one is the blood level of this syndrome in individual patients. Uh-huh. And there are 818 in this ethnic white group. And we can see here, the middle of the range, the median, is the vertical line, orange line. And that marks off at 30, well, it goes to 30 nanograms per mil, which is about the bottom of the ideal range. But it actually crosses the dark area at 18, but down a bit.
Oh, here, sorry.
So 50% of this white ethnic group had a blood level of vitamin D less than 18, which is seriously difficult.
So all these people here, the blood level was less than 18.
Now, how many had a blood level greater than 40 nanograms per mil?
Just
very, very few in the population. This is an example.
So let me stop that here for a second. Because the level that we are supposed to be at is above 50.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
It's above?
Above 50.
Okay.
So when you look at that graph, you go over to the 50, really, that's really where we're supposed to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
And anything below that is really you're deficient. Okay? And they're saying the average was, what, at 20?
Right.
And so they're saying most people were below 50, but the average was 20 micromoles of vitamin D per liter, which means that when they go into the hospital, they're already, their immune system is already, what, weak?
Yeah.
Okay. So
your medical opinion of the lifelong condition is that 40 nanograms per mil is a good level of vitamin D.
Yes.
That's incredible. You're saying that nearly 90% of the population are vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's been demonstrated in many other countries as well.
Yeah.
But this is work that decided as part of my research on this work.
Yeah. But we should have mentioned that you did one of the first advanced research degrees in vitamin D.
That's right.
The importance of vitamin D.
This was part of my MD research. Yes.
Yeah. And an MD in England is the same as a PhD. It's
PhD
doctors, really, yeah. American medical education is excellent, but all doctors in America are MDs.
That's right.
Whereas very few doctors in this country are MDs.
Yes.
Advanced research.
That's right.
That's just incredible. So,
now, the next one, remember that.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the South Asian ethnic people.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Now, we've got 1,500 here. Again, each vertical line is one person, and we can see the middle of the range here in orange, and it shows in the yellow line
nine.
That is 9. In the white,
just remind ourselves again of the white.
White was 18 on the South Asian ethnic group, 9. And we can see here how few
are very, very few.
I remember one in particular, a man from Bangladesh. I thought, I bet this man's vitamin D deficient. He has a very good level. He has a level of 50. And I thought, how come, why is this? Could you eat a lot of fish? He says, oh, I eat these fish every day. So what sort of fish? And he says, Bangladesh fish. I said, where do you get Bangladesh fish? He says, I get it in Tesco. And I go along to Tesco in Accrington, and there it is. Big packages of white and the desk space, literally.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Now, I talked to an Indian researcher a couple of years back, and he was doing work on the 1918-1919 pandemic.
Yes.
And he found that the death rate in Kerala were much lower than the inland parts of India, because his idea was he ate a lot of fish in Kerala, whereas the highland areas less vitamin D from fish.
That's interesting, actually, because Bangladesh is a fish-eating population, as opposed to Pakistan, which is inland, and it's not.
Yeah. Well, it's a striking difference between... So you must have been the first person to collect this kind of data, David.
Well, on the, in these numbers, probably, yes.
Yeah.
Although it was known.
Yeah. This is quantitative evidence of why population, the Asian population.
It was known from work in the 1960s that the South Asian people in Rochdale were very deficient in vitamin D, high incidence of rickets, for example.
When was that known?
I think that was in 1960s.
Yeah, 1960s.
Yeah.
This is a very poignant slide, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the cemetery, the main cemetery in Bradford.
Yeah.
The Muslim section of it.
Yeah.
And this is heartbreaking. You know, just heap of people dying. They needn't have died. They died. Yes, they had COVID-19. They died from COVID-19. Why did they die from COVID-19? Because it was vitamin D deficient. This could have been stopped.
And for people watching in the States, Bradford is an area with a high South Asian.
It's very much so.
Muslim population.
Yes, the largest Muslim population in the United Kingdom. And this is just heartbreaking to see this.
Yeah.
This is a photograph I didn't take of myself from one of the newspapers.
Mm.
It's, the message is there.
Brings it home,
why
it?
Did it happen? Why was it allowed to happen? Now, what did happen is that I told my, a friend of mine, a Muslim friend of mine, runs the local garage, and I, get my car filled up with petrol. And he, I was telling him all about this. He said, "What you must, we've got to get this message across the population."
Yeah.
And so what he did, he recorded me talking about it.
Yeah.
This was just on his mobile phone in the garage. Me talking about it for the local Muslim population. And it went viral. I had people from all over the country phoning me up. You know, people with South Asian ethnicity. I think I've seen you on the YouTube, telling us all to take vitamin D. And that's what happens. It does a great deal of good.
I mean, we can't quantify it, but that is bound to have saved hundreds or thousands of lives.
I think it would probably would have done. The high death from COVID-19 in the South Asian population, it seems to be a story after the middle of 2020.
Well, it's all caused by socio-economic deprivation. We know what's causing it. We can write that one off, can't we?
That's right.
Yeah. Appalling. Jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin Bradford Hill went to all the trouble of writing his criteria.
Yes, indeed.
And now they're just completely ignored.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have an established scientific method of investigation.
Yes.
It worked for smoking, it worked for heart disease, it worked for asbestosis and mesothelioma.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just chuck it out the window.
Yeah, that's gain.
Yeah.
And this time it's in Israel.
Yeah.
And if the population of Israel, or the nation of Israel, gets far more sun than the population of Bradford and Akron. But we can see that half the population here had a blood level less than 20 nanomoles per mil.
This is a very low level.
Yeah. Sorry, less than 20 nanograms per mil or less than 50 nanomoles per litre.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have these two units in circulation.
Now, this is a bit confusing sometimes. So typically in the States we measure this in nanograms per mil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Typically in the UK, because we're from System International,
we
okay, so you two get the gist of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sort of fast forward some so that we can get the correct spelling. Okay, so this is, this graph right here is important that you understand it.
It's only expensive if you buy it from somebody else. They're going to charge you and they're going to rip you off. But if you do it yourself, it means buying the kit, a one-off purchase kit, and do your own sort of vitamin D, as we did in Blackburn, then it's cheap. Not a problem.
I mean, you've just described. We need to work out a way for people, because people will be commenting, say, well, how the heck do I get this kit?
Yeah.
Is there some way we can do this? Or
yeah, it's very simple. You buy it on the internet.
Right, okay. ideally get your doctor to do it if you can.
Well, it has to be done in a standardized laboratory,
yeah,
which is what we did.
Yeah.
It has to be done in a proper laboratory, yeah, for quality control, etc.
Yeah.
It can be done at a reasonable cost.
Yep.
So when he was saying to get this kit, when I went to the doctor, then I asked the doctor to test me for that.
Uh-huh.
Because you can test yourself, but you know, it's a certain way to do it. But I wanted, you know, I really wanted the doctor to give me the prescription, because when I went and researched this stuff after watching this, went and researched it, the cost for me to buy it myself would be very expensive. In the form that you need to get in, so you need to have the doctor to write the prescription for you, okay?
Okay.
So this is what he's saying: the people wanted the kit to test their vitamin D levels, and how could they get it? And so he was saying, you know, hey, just order it from the internet. And there, I found that you can order the kit from the internet, and you can test your own vitamin D levels to see if you're deficient or not. And I'm not saying do that, but I'm saying, you know, the next time that you go to the doctor, that you have them to test your vitamin D, because they won't do it unless you ask them. It's not part of the normal, you know, test that they run.
And if you're preventing 2 minutes intensive care time,
chart, you come over to 21 days. At 21 days, you'd be right over 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at to get up to 50, you're almost at 28 or 30 days. So that's a month for your body to have enough vitamin D. And if you are extremely sick, in a month you could be dead. And that's how critical vitamin D is to our system. Because without it, we don't produce any immune cells. Okay, so if we don't make vitamin D, then we're not producing immune cells. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and so so if they're giving it to you by mouth, and this is what they did, and then people were dying between 1 and 21 days. So they were saying vitamin D was not, what, effective?
Right.
Because the form that they gave it to them in, okay? That's why, you know, I'm bringing this up. So they did give people vitamin D, but they didn't give it to them in the right form. They gave it to them in this slow-acting form. And so a lot of those people died that didn't need to die. Okay, so let's keep going.
You know, opposed to an aircraft.
Yeah.
Like canal traffic, it's slow and leisurely, steady state.
Yeah.
And it can take a long time, several days. Now, if you give, you don't want to do anything for a couple of weeks. And those couple of weeks, the person will be dead. But it's not sensitive. That is a slow process demonstrated. Now, let's rapid.
And this has been in so many clinical trials. You take people who are on death's door, give them huge amounts of vitamin D. Oh, we've proved vitamin D doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that was done in two trials in Brazil in particular.
Nothing can help people at that stage, apart from possibly steroids.
Well, even that, that isn't too dramatic.
Yeah.
But anyway, the difference now is the rapid process.
The slow process.
That's a slow process of the fast activation of vitamin D.
But I think, if you want your vitamin D to be up here, That means I need to anticipate my requirements, doesn't it? Now, am I going to be exposed to an illness in 3 or 4 weeks' time? Well, I don't know. But wouldn't it be good to have my vitamin D levels optimized?
Yeah, in advance.
Because it's pretty likely I'm going to be exposed to some drug in a few weeks' time.
Like the people in Israel, the ones who've got good levels of vitamin D above 40, they didn't die or become critically ill.
Yeah. But that was based on vitamin D they'd taken or been exposed on in the week before.
Yeah, a year before. Now then, we come on to the critical one of the 25-OHD, also known as calcidiol or calcidiol. It was calcidiol, now it's calcifediol.
Yeah,
okay. We changed it. And now we can see this is given by mouth.
Okay, you guys see this name on the screen?
Uh-huh.
It's calcifediol.
Uh-huh.
That's what you want. That's what you want to specifically ask for, okay? So write that down, because this is the form that you want.
I see it.
Okay. And this, if you see this chart, you see time after treatment at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
See that 8? That's in hours and not days now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's in hours. The body will take this and absorb it and use it in hours and not days. Okay, that's why this is important.
Liver.
This is the activated form that the liver would normally be produced.
Yep.
And we're taking a shortcut. We're actually giving this one.
Yeah, we are.
As a tablet.
We're bypassing the liver.
We're bypassing the liver.
Yeah. So we're giving what the liver would have, what the liver does produce. And we can see how quickly does it go up? Is it 2 weeks? 3 weeks? No.
It's 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Wow.
Not 2 weeks, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. So if people are critically ill, there's nobody taking vitamin D in its raw form.
Yeah.
We've got to take in this part activated form, 25-OHD, calcifediol.
Yeah.
And the speed of action is dramatic.
Yeah.
And
I understand that. I'm not even a physician. That's incredible.
It is, and this is known.
Yeah.
So let's see this in practice.
Wow, that is seriously fast.
Now, we can see that this is actually this is a bit out of sequence, but it doesn't matter.
I want to go back.
We're
just
actually giving...
Did he go back too far?
Bing. This one.
Yeah, we are.
As a tablet.
We're bypassing the liver.
We're bypassing the liver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're giving...
Okay.
We're giving...
In this one, you want to be above 50, but, you know, anything above 50 is real good for us, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you see, after a couple of hours, they were as high as, what, almost 75?
Yes.
After 10 hours, they're up at 75. If they give it to you in its raw form, after 21 days, you're not even this high. So this is a couple of hours. They would have boosted your immune system a whole lot. Okay, way above what... You know what they consider, and the higher this is, the better you are. Okay.
Okay.
It can be up in the hundreds, close to 200. It is better for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying in order for it to activate your immune cells, it needs to be around 50. Anything lower than that, your immune cells won't activate. So we think that the immune cells are just in the body, just going to activate any time. They don't. They need vitamin D to activate. Okay.
What the liver would have, what the liver does produce. And we can see, how quickly does it go up? Is it 2 weeks? 3 weeks? No.
Hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Wow.
Not 2 weeks, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. So if people are critically ill, there's nobody taking vitamin D and it's raw C, calcium, and dial. And the speed of action is dramatic.
Yeah.
And
I understand that. I'm not even a physician. That's incredible.
It is. And this is known. And this has been published. And this was known before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So let's see.
So they've known this since the 1970s.
Right.
And they refuse to give it to people. Okay. So let me let him continue.
This in practice.
Wow, that is seriously fast.
And on the other side, whatever I said, that
we can see.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Over there on the other side, on the other picture. It gave
you
the name Color
Program,
and then it
have
another name on it.
Let me see where you're talking about.
On the next, on the other page.
On this one?
Yeah. Yeah. It says 25
OHC. Yeah, that is the form that it is, but they actually call it this CALCIFEDIOL.
Okay.
Okay, so that in their terminology is going to be this 25-OHD.
Mm-hmm.
But as a supplement, they call it this, the CALCIFEDIOL.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a bit out of sequence, but it doesn't matter. This is listening to the need for ICU support with COVID-19 pneumonia.
Yep.
Red is bad and yellow is good.
See the patient in
red means you're on intensive care.
Not good.
That's right. That's right.
Remember all those people that they were putting on those incubators or those respirators in the ICU? When their vitamin C level was below the required, then over 50% of them had to go to the what? ICU in the red. But when they were above the recommended amount of vitamin D, only one person had to go.
Okay.
Okay.
This was done in Spain. And so we can see these are what you call the control patients. Now, controls on the right, 26 controls.
Yeah.
They were given standard high quality care. 50% of them required intensive care support. This is on admission to hospital. So 50% required intensive care support. Now, the others were given vitamin D as cholecalciferol. As calcifidiol,
yeah.
The activated form.
Yeah, yeah.
Only one out of 50 required intensive care support.
So all the patients in the control.
All the ones who got the calcifidiol?
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them had to go where, to the ICU?
That's it, yeah.
And be put on the respirator and that kind of stuff? And those that were given the normal care, supposed to be high quality care, but it was the normal care, but they weren't given the calcifidiol, they could have been given vitamin D, they still, over what, 50% of them had to go to the ICU?
Right.
Okay.
We're given this calcifidiol activated,
yeah,
form.
That's right.
And
yeah,
the ones that were given it,
the 50 that were given it,
way, way less of them. One admitted to intensive,
yeah,
care.
Yeah, that's right.
As opposed to, what's the
50%?
So that's 13 admitted.
It was 13, yeah, 13.
So out of 26 people, 13 had to go with the ICU?
Yeah, that's incredible.
But out of 50 that were given, out of 50 that were given calcifidiol, only one had
vitamin D as calcifidiol,
right,
was having a very, very, very beneficial effect.
And is this expensive? Or is it difficult to produce?
No,
are we sure of it?
Well, there's a vast amount of it. But in this country, in the UK, it all goes into animal feed, believe it or not, into cattle. Cattle in particular, who are raised indoors and are vitamin D deficient. We care more about cattle than we do about humans. It's staggering. So calcifidiol is not licensed for human use in this country. It is in Spain and it is in Italy.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
So in Spain and Italy you can buy it over the counter or your doctor,
yeah,
can prescribe it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you as a consultant physician wouldn't be allowed to prescribe it to me if I was ill.
Exactly.
So that's ludicrous.
Now, if the motivation was there, we saw with vaccinations how quickly they were authorized. We could have authorized calcifidiol for human consumption in this country very, very quickly.
Because it's already an approved drug in other countries. It's,
yes,
it's an approved drug. It's not even a drug. It's just a,
it's a hormone. Yeah. It's a hormone. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, okay. Now, when I look for this, because they were seeing the problems they were having in England.
Uh-huh.
When I went and looked for it, you can buy it, and I couldn't find the name of it, like for the animals, that they give it to the animals. There's a lot of things that they give to the animals. It's not just strictly for the animals. We can take it as well.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of the meds that people get, they actually do go to the vet to get it because it's cheaper. Because it's made for the animals. If it's made for us, then they're going to charge an arm and a leg.
Right.
Okay. So what I did was I looked online, I found it, and it was running $700-$800 for a bottle. And I was like, I can't afford that.
Right.
And so then when I went to the doctor, I actually asked the doctor about it, and then she was kind of surprised that I knew anything about it.
Right.
And I said, you know, this is what, I said, can you prescribe this for me? And then she went into her spiel about, you know, how it, you know, she went into her spiel about how they usually don't prescribe it unless you have, you're having a hard time with your heart pumping. I said, but my research has shown that if you're low on vitamin D, that this will go into the cells within a couple of hours and boost your vitamin D, which boosts your immune system. She said, yeah, you're right. I said, so this is what I want. Can you prescribe it? And so she says, well, let me go into and tell you about, you know, overdosing on it. and you can take too much, but you'd have to take so much at one time to OD on it. That is not common to happen, but you know, she's trying to talk me out of it.
Right.
I said, no, your numbers, I said, from what I've researched on several things, your numbers are actually low. And you're telling me that you know, I have to watch out for that. I said, but the number, the height of those micromoles is really a lot higher than what you're saying. So then she finally gave me a prescription for it. Because, you know, I couldn't afford it to go and buy it myself.
Right.
Okay. So that's probably the same process you're going to have to go through with. It is prescribable in the U.S., whereas in England it wasn't. Does that make sense? Okay. And so you would have to go to the doctor and have them to prescribe it for you. Now, unless you just got money like that.
No, I ain't got it like that.
Me either.
Next time I go to Spain or Italy, or I've got a friend going to Spain or Italy, I might tell them to pop in for a chemist.
That's what I did as well. Let's just move on a bit, moment.
I'm just blown away. So the drug that had this effect, doctors can't prescribe in my country.
Correct. Now, here we are.
Yep.
This is that. My daughter had a friend who was going to Spain.
Yep.
And so she told this friend, can you try and get some calcitonin tablets? Capsules. And there they are.
Yeah, that's obviously what it is.
That's right. That's what they are. And so this was obtained from Spain, and she brought them home.
And there's a dose here, 200 micrograms?
It's in milligrams there.
Yeah,
200 micrograms.
Yeah.
But it's readily available. Spain and Italy. I think it might be in Australia as well now. And I think possibly in Germany, I'm not sure.
I still find out about Australia, right?
That's
interesting.
Yeah, indeed.
But I don't get it. There's an efficacious preparation by over-the-counter in Spain and Italy that doctors aren't allowed to prescribe in the UK.
Yeah. And we'll see if it's
struggling to get over that.
We'll see how effective it is.
Yeah.
It reduces, clearly reduces, with people with COVID-19, admission to intensive care from 50% to 1%.
Yeah.
It's blindingly obvious. But it wasn't taken on board. Now, the problem is, I should just go back a moment for that one. Mm-hmm. The problem is, we said, when this came out, I thought, right, this is it now. We've got the randomized controlled trial that everybody was here it is. But he said, oh, the trial's too small. What do they mean by too small?
Now, they know that this worked, but they wanted to give everybody that those shots.
Uh-huh.
And those shots, will you still get COVID, and they do other things to your body. And they want to give everybody those shots, and they did not want to give them this.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Let me find it here. And even for your, like the guy that you're taking care of, you would want him to get this.
Okay. Yeah, I can call his doctor.
Yeah, you would want him to get this. Let's see. Let's try to see if there's anything else. Because you got the gist of it. More people died from COVID than needed to die.
Right.
Okay. And I wanted to go to the point, to the part where he's actually explaining how this actually works in the body, because that way you'll have a better understanding rather than all these different statistics.
Right.
Because you are, you know, the statistics are fine. They're just reinforcing what he's saying. Like you said, that they were describing the people.
Mm-hmm.
He said this was actually killing people.
Mm.
And they had to take it down because it was actually killing people.
Mm.
But let me see. Maybe it starts here. Yeah, I think this is where he starts to explain it. Explain how it actually works in the cell so that you know what you're getting and what it's doing.
Right, of course, this sudden increase in illness and death. We could say the toxic, but there's no way of looking at it. Let's just move on. This shows, this shows once again the activation process of vitamin D. We've got to say, coming from food or skin, vitamin D, activated in the liver, and then entering the blood in reserve, that is the reservoir, the reserve of vitamin D, is held in the blood as calcifidiol, 25-OHC, calcifidol.
This is the one we measured.
That's what we measured, indeed. And when it's required, it's taken up from the blood into the cells. And here we have the immunity cells.
So this calcifidiol hangs out in your blood until the body actually needs it. Okay, and then it takes it, so it can last like, I think it's been up like to 60 days in the blood. So it's just hanging out there, whether you're eating fish or doing, you know, getting enough sunshine and that kind of stuff, however you're getting the vitamin D, once it's processed and it's in the blood, then it's reserved and it stays there, okay? The body doesn't just use it just to be using it.
Okay.
And then when it's needed, then all of a sudden it goes into your immunity cells, like your white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go into those to help them to start making immune cells and fighting. But he's going to explain this.
So this could be something like, oh, I don't know, a lymphocyte or a...
Yep, that's right. Absolutely. In particular, it's the T cells, the important ones.
T lymphocytes.
So we can see that the 125 calcifidiol or calcifidiol goes up. Another OH group is added now, 125-OHC calcifidiol.
Yeah, this was the slow reaction.
Yeah, this is a quick one.
Yeah, quick.
Yeah. And it combines with DDR, the vitamin D receptor, and also RXR, which relates to vitamin A, and it activates, this combination activates the genes, the nucleus genes, to cause the cell to produce defensive proteins.
Okay, so, you know, have you ever seen on the internet how they represent the COVID virus and it has those little prongs sticking off of it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what this is saying is that vitamin D, in the cell, there's a receptor that vitamin D binds to.
Uh-huh.
And when it binds to it, it creates these defensive proteins so your body can fight. It actually turns the cell on in defensive mode to fight.
Okay.
If you don't have this vitamin D, then it don't produce these defensive proteins. Okay.
Defensive mode. And these defensive proteins get into the tissue fluid. And that's how bacteria and viruses effectively kill and control and kill. So this is what's going on. The stimulus of immunity cells using up calcifidiol. Now the point is that calcifidiol, a molecule of it, can only be used once. And after it's been used to activate the cells with VDR, now the cells can produce any number of VDR molecules, big and complex as they are, but the cells cannot produce vitamin D.
BDR, the specific, the cell produces just to receive vitamin D, then vitamin D receptors, that's right. And it's a combination of the B.